Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us to talk some NFL playoffs, radio.com NFL insider Channing Crowder. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Channing Crowder is one of my favorite guests. Love having him on to talk some football. How'd you like the games this weekend, Channing?
Oh, man, I love this football. There was so much parity in the playoffs this year, AFC and NFC. I'm loving these games, and I don't think these championship games are going to be any different. There are some great players. They have a good quarterback there. There's so much diversity with a Patrick Mahomes against a Ryan Tannehill. You know, Derrick Henry runs after him. Patrick Mahomes and this thing. I love what's going on in the NFL playoffs right now.
Channing, as a former linebacker, explain to me the psyche of trying to tackle a guy like Derrick Henry. It just seems like once he gets three full strides, you gotta have your heart and mind and soul into wanting to tackle him at that point.
Bro, and you hit it on the head. You have to be dedicated to this one play and this one second that this grown man is about to try to run through your chest. You just see what happened to Earl Thomas, and I love Earl Thomas. Earl Thomas is one of my favorite things.
Yes,
He came out and talked trash about Derrick Henry, saying that the New England Patriots didn't want to hit him, and they have a different approach to the game. I've never seen somebody stiff arm a guy in the small of his back. Did y'all see that?
No. He turned him around first, and then stiff arm him in the small of his back.
Yeah.
He mushed him and spent him 180 degrees, and then pushed him in the small of his back into another defender. I've watched football, played football for 20-plus years, watched it for over 30 years. I have never seen that before. But, man, I played Marshawn Lynch against his prime. I played AP in Minnesota before the D's. I played some guys that just had some stuff. It was a bunch of different guys. You literally, it's not a game overall front. You can't do this on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Every Sunday, and you see it second and three, second and four, and you're like, you know what? They're about to try to make this third and manageable, and they're going to run this grown man straight at my chest. And you have to make that decision before the ball snap. They're going to run in there and just try to throw every ounce of God-given weight, size, ability that you have into this dude. And don't hit him in the throat enough, son. Go straight for the hips and knees. So if you're trying to be a big man, you're going to get embarrassed in front of your family, and they're not going to want to ride home with you. So go hip knee. Go hip knee, and then you have to dedicate your life to this tackle at the time. And I'm going to tell you, Marshawn and me and Sean are cool. We would hang out when he was in Buffalo. We'd hang out, you know, Friday night before the game. I remember hitting Marshawn sometimes, and half my body would go numb. Now, he was fine, but I felt like even though he got tackled, I got the worst through this. Because I can't feel my entire arm or leg on the right side of my body.
And I would think that would mean that for the next play, you're
a little harder to do it on the next play,
right?
Yeah. And they send him right back at you on third and one.
That's what I'm saying. So you can't make that decision on Thursday. You got to make that decision on third down. And, oh, I can't feel my neck. I'm about to hit him again and again. Yeah, those running backs now, and I'm telling y'all, what their team is doing. Three games, two in the postseason, 180 yards plus in three games. Last week, what was it, 30 for 195? What Derrick Henry's doing right now, this is a throwback to what football used to be. This is Walter Payton and Jim Brown, and this is what football used to be in the 80s and 90s. And Mike Vrabel, give hats off to Mike Vrabel and that coaching staff. They took what they had, and they made chicken a la king out of the chicken they had, because what they're doing right now, this is the football I watched when I was a kid. I didn't know you could still win a championship or go this deep in the playoffs with this style of football, but what they're doing is genius, and Mike Vrabel is doing an amazing job in Tennessee.
Channing Crowder is with us, former NFL defensive tackle and tackler of Marshawn Lynch, radio.com NFL insider. Channing, on the other side of the ball, because that's the game that, you know, shocked me the most, what happened to Baltimore's running game? I mean, this is a running game that was absolutely unstoppable all season long, won 12 consecutive games. I know Lamar Jackson ended up with a bunch of yardage by the time it was all over, but Mark Ingram didn't get off at all, and you know, by the time they looked up, it was too late for that running game.
That's what it was. I really felt as if Mark Ingram's, you know, inefficient carries and really lack of production, he was kind of the energy to that team. So when I saw what the Titans were doing, what they really did, they just matched up and they chased. They started chasing the motion guy because, you know, Ravens try to get you outnumbered. They take that 11th guy and they run it back and forth and back and forth, and guys try to roll safety, and then Lamar gets that edge. You saw Tennessee. Tennessee loaded up. They loaded up the middle of the defense with it, Jarrell, Casey, and all those guys, and then they had their DBs running with the motion guy. And wherever that motion guy stops, their safety would be the contained guy on that. And it was genius. Now, they left the guys man-to-man on the outside, and that's where I would have to say I was impressed. I didn't know that what Logan Ryan and those defensive backs could cover the Ravens man-to-man. A.J. Brown, you know, Hollywood Brown killed the Dolphins on in the end, really killed every team in the league this year. But they messed up man-to-man with those Ravens receivers, which was surprising to me. But the scheme the Titans did, they manned up and whenever anybody moved, they just stayed on their guard. He's going to create another gap, and when he creates that, you know, there's a C gap over there. He's going to create a D gap. I'm going to just run over here and send it because that's my man. Their scheme worked, and then once they started timing, once they started, really the time of possession got out of hand, it felt as if the Ravens panicked a little bit. And that surprised me, too, because I love John Harbaugh, and even the loss last week, I can't tell you anything. I don't like Jim that much. Jim can go to hell. I like John Harbaugh. But I felt as if that was the first time I ever seen John Harbaugh blink. Yeah. While approaching a game. Like, he flinched in that game, and I saw that. And that was just, to be honest, just another shot or, you know, just some more accolades that I got to give to Brable, because this young, play linebacker like me, this young head coach is out-coaching, not just out-playing, because he doesn't have the talent of some of these teams. He is out-coaching these veteran-respected coaches, Harbaugh. Which before he outcoached Belichick with the team and a minute and 36 off the clock, you know, switching that rule with the delay of game stuff. Like, you're watching Brable and he's just impressing me, but they're putting guys in situations that I personally get defensively Tennessee to deal with. Fellas, we are going to see this weekend because that person is one of this top stuff.
He is
the next coming of anything you want to say about quarterbacking in the NFL. Down by 24, scored four touchdowns, had four touchdown passes in a quarter in the postseason. The only other guy to do that was Doug Williams back in the 1870s, I believe. Like, we're going to see, and as much as I'm playing the Titans, if you know, I'm a vet, man. I know y'all watch a lot of sports. I watch a lot of sports, so I want to officially improve my life while watching sports. And if I have to gamble, I'm going to gamble this game. I'm going to bet Kansas City. I got a 3-4 point spread to work itself out. But I think I don't know if Tennessee has enough in that secondary, like we're talking about, to be able to cover Kelce, to be able to cover Hill, to be able to, you know, run with Damian Williams out of the backfield. And that's what got him going, was back out the backfield. With all that talent in the receiving core, Damian Williams and running those vertical routes out of the backfield is what opened up the offense for him last week. And I don't know if Tennessee will be able to do that, especially if their linebackers running with Kelce, their linebackers running with the running backs of Kansas City. We're going to see now. It almost changed me to doubt the Titans, but I got to do it because KC, and I think when I talked to y'all before, I am a level fan with Andy Reid. I would agree to child with him if he liked me. I love Andy Reid. I love his coaching ability. I love him as a person. I loved talking to him at the combine years ago when I was coming out. And I think Kansas City can show out and show Tennessee what it really looks like for the new age 2020 style of offense.
Kansas City can rally from 24 points down in 9 minutes. That was ridiculous. Hey, Channing, love talking football with you. So funny. Great stuff. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs, and you can join us anytime. We love having you on. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it anytime. I'm about to run back in Twin Peaks now. If y'all don't know Twin Peaks out there, it's kind of like a hybrid Hooters, but pretty things running around. Then I'm gonna go to Tootsie's for the second half. Then I'm gonna come back to Twin Peaks. I'm gonna have me a good night, man. My wife, she kept me loose. She said, "Go enjoy the game." So I'm really gonna enjoy my night. Y'all have a good one, son.
All right, Chaddy, take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.